Hello, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Bible teachers here at Life Point Church, and wanted to welcome you to today's DriveCast. As you know, that we started a series called Playlist, which highlights the book of Psalms and happens to be the prayer book of the entire human race, and particularly the Hebrew Old Testament. And the cool thing about the Psalms is whatever you're going through or going to go through, Psalms addresses all of the feelings that come along with adversity, because most of the 150 Psalms, they're visceral. They're driven from the author's instinct as they express raw emotion to God. And we opened up the Psalms playlist series by turning in our Bibles. You might think it's a little strange, but we turn to Luke chapter 24 and listen to these words of Jesus to his disciples. He said, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened the disciples' minds to understand the scriptures, which is the Old Testament, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ, or the Messiah, the Anointed One, should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in my name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Now, what's interesting is these are the resurrected Jesus' words to his disciples, who were obviously struggling with coming to terms, being face to face with the resurrected Messiah. I mean, he had a body that worked simultaneously in both the seen and the unseen realm. So they kind of had to be freaking out when they saw the resurrected Jesus. And now, we could teach an entire series on those verses alone, or Luke chapter 24. But the point I wanted to make was Jesus highlights the Psalms in this encounter with his disciples. He said, "These are my words which I spoke to you, that all things which are written about me," and yeah, he includes the law of Moses, he includes the prophets, but then he hits on the Psalms. And so what Jesus is doing is he's taking the time to explain that the disciples shouldn't be surprised by the events of Good Friday and Easter if they were reading their Hebrew Bibles correctly or their Old Testament correctly. So apparently there's a right way to read the Psalms. And here's the right way. Jesus wants us to see him in these Psalms. So, when we encounter a God who forgives and forgets sins, Jesus wants us to think about his mission as we read them. And I don't know about you, but seeing Jesus in the Psalms, the Hebrew playlist, for me, this is a mic drop moment, if that's a thing anymore. And if in a few verses previous, still in Luke chapter 24, Jesus says, or the Bible says, "In beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, Jesus explained to the disciples the things concerning himself in all the scriptures." And so I guess the point that we're trying to make this morning is to begin to understand, comprehend, and appreciate the God of the Old Testament. Jesus is the prism to see God through. If we get Jesus right, then we're going to understand God better. So with that, we'll close with a prayer and ask a blessing on you and your day today. Heavenly Father, I pray today that we get Jesus right. I pray today that you give us the opportunity to be Jesus to others. I pray that when we read our Bibles and we dig into the Old Testament and we see things about your character, God, that again we hold Jesus up and use him as the prism to see you through, so that we can understand you better and be better for you. And Lord, use us to bring the kingdom today on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So we thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you have a blessed day.